I spoke in this retreat quite a bit about collective consciousness. The term collective mind can be used as well. But somehow the collective consciousness feels more right. Because it is not just what people think collectively. There's this sphere of collective consciousness encompassing all humans. Collective consciousness is consciousness developed through communication, through the exchange in the mind between humans. And there are different levels to that collective consciousness. There are different compartments. Each country, nation has their own flavor of the collective consciousness. Part of the collective consciousness is very primitive, and there are also levels of collective consciousness that are more developed intellectually, that are more connected to that reflective person. Until we come to that collective consciousness, part of the collective consciousness, which is approaching the spiritual realm. But what is the main characteristic of the collective consciousness as such? What is the main dominator in that collective consciousness? The very absence of the knowledge of self. So, collective consciousness, generally speaking, is rooted in the ignorance of self. Everybody you meet, everyone, no matter what culture they are from, what country, they are ignorant of their self. Now collective consciousness, because of internet and so on, is more globalized. So even though there are still the distinctions between different cultures and countries, that exchange of information, the communication, social media and so on, which is more global. So in a way, humans become more similar. They share more the same state of collective consciousness than before. So people are unique, everyone is a bit different, but at the same time they are the same. They are part of the same construct of the collective consciousness. They are just based on the circumstances or personal choices. Representing one or the other aspect of the collective consciousness. Collective consciousness is state of consciousness, state of mind, shared by all humans, but it is also an energetic state. It's a kind of a sphere that we are surrounded by. And we are bound to live inside that collective consciousness because we are part of society. But here is that fundamental conflict that we are living in that collective consciousness, which is unconscious of self, from the place of our individuality, from the place of being conscious of self. So we are part of the collective consciousness, and at the same time we are not. And why I am speaking about this in the last meditation. Because many students shared with me that they feel quite isolated. Now that we do not have the physical retreats, Even though I do my best to support you through the online retreats, and they are not like 100% replacement of the physical retreats. So everyone is feeling, or most of you are feeling a little bit alone on the path these days. You miss perhaps the physical or direct connection with the teacher, but also with other students, because we are a family. And there is a danger that in that place where you feel isolated, you will drift, part of your intelligence will drift into the collective consciousness. And remember that the very essence of collective consciousness is unawareness of self. So it is some kind of a reality that developed. It works, it serves its purpose, but it developed in disconnection from self. That is its fundamental flaw. So there's a danger that in that space where you feel isolated, you will get involuntarily sucked into the collective consciousness. Which is based on the unawareness of self. And you will lose inspiration in regards to your spiritual path. And you will drift into another belief system, which is based on unawareness of self, which is how all people experience themselves. And the thing is, you are not allowed it to happen. Remember, we evolve initially within that construct of collective consciousness, but then we transcend it by entering the realm of individuality, realm of pure subjectivity. So you, as an individual, you have to manifest different qualities. Which are part of being an individual. One of them being certain independence. Okay, we don't have physical retreats. But you understand your purpose. You understand why you exist. You understand your priorities. You will not lose your focus on what truly matters, because you are intelligent. So, in a way, you can consider the situation, which is pretty unpleasant, that we don't have physical retreats, that many of you feel isolated. You can consider the situation as a challenge, a test of sorts. An opportunity to develop more of your inner strength. When we are in the physical retreats, especially we used to have those long retreats, so you as a group, you are supporting yourself. You don't have to talk to each other, but by your very presence, you are supporting each other. And you are supporting that new belief system, which is based on the spiritual purpose. So now, when you don't have this support, we are physical beings, we affect each other in a deeper level when we are in physical proximity. So when you don't have this support, you feel more alone. You are not really alone, because we are still connected. But you feel a little bit more sort of alone. And as I said, that is your test, and that is your opportunity to build more of that internal strength. But you become in charge, in a way, of your own evolution. You become spiritually adult. And you will not allow collective consciousness to distract you from truth. Remember, collective consciousness is not just what people think. It is a certain energetic state of unconsciousness. In this context, it means unconsciousness of self. So you walk around, you connect to people, but there are more things happening. You are actually entering that sphere of the unconscious, which is affecting you energetically, and which is somehow, in a very tricky way, influencing your belief system. Because there's something also aggressive in the collective consciousness. It sort of wants to impose its belief system, which is based on the unawareness of self, upon everyone. So there's this some kind of a instinct in that collective consciousness to make everyone the same, basically unconscious. So it exists somehow objectively outside of you as a sphere, but it also expresses itself through each unconscious person who is a channel for that collective consciousness and unconsciousness of self. So basically, as I said, there's always a silver lining to things that appear gloomy, bad. The idea is to use whatever opportunity life presents to you, even though it may be not very pleasant, or the situation is certainly not pleasant, but you need to use that situation for your benefit. So we have this life outside of us, all the circumstances, all that nonsense. But there is a real life, which somehow springs, which somehow flows from within us. And that life, which is the real life, is so much superior than that external, peripheral dimension of life. Life is not always presenting itself according to our wishes. It can be challenging. It can be unexpected. I mean the outer life, this peripheral dimension of life. But remember, that self which lives within you is superior. And he has the capacity for using the external circumstances, as unpleasant as they can be, for your own growth. In a sense, in this situation, and you feel isolated. Alone. That situation is mirroring who you really are. Somehow reflecting the truth of who you really are. Some fail, some get discouraged. Some get disconnected. Because they are weak. And they lost their faith, inspiration, motivation. But some don't. And those who don't, the very fact that they don't implies that they are in a deeper relationship with their individuality. Because let's face it, on a deeper level, nothing really changed. In fact, in this situation, you should have more incentive to grow spiritually. You should be more determined, more desperate, more focused. maintain your boundaries. Don't let collective consciousness get to you. Don't let collective consciousness diminish you. You are better than this. You represent light. You carry the torch of the spiritual light within your very being, through your very existence, and through your higher intention. That is your responsibility. You are not only receiving spiritual blessings, spiritual grace, spiritual knowledge, you also need to give something back. You need to prove being worthy. The fact that existence granted you the access to the spiritual light. You need to be strong. And as I said in the last talk, you need to constantly reawaken the qualities of amazement, inspiration, fascination, newness, gratitude. You need to live each moment feeling blessed. So that situation of what may appear that you are more isolated is an opportunity to develop a new strength, new high level of integrity. On the level of your individuality. Aloneness is the spirit of pure subjectivity that lives in the heart of every true seeker, because self is alone. Self is one.